And welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host, Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to bring you one of the most interesting and most internet-driven movie of all time, the Zack Snyder's Justice League. This movie was a myth that was hidden for so long on the internet because for anyone who has seen the original Justice League movie that came out, when did that movie? It came out like 2016. When did Justice League? 2017. So the original Justice League came out in 2000. So it's been 4 years. And for the longest time, we were getting the hashtag release the Snyder cut for so long. And now I'm not talking about that. I want to talk about the movie. The movie. Okay, so the movie. I don't know how to explain it, because so originally, from what my understanding was, it was going to be a four-part kind of like mini series and was going to be cut weekly. That was my understanding, but it seems like a few weeks ago it was announced that it was just going to be a full-length viewing for the most part. And you can see where it was cut into pieces because there's like different acts and stuff. And they do a good job kind of just separating it. But man, was this movie was a true experience. I'm going to say that. So I was going into this movie. Now here's how I go into this movie in the mindset of after going to work overnight from a 8-hour workday. Originally, I was gonna get some sleep, wake up, feel refreshed, get myself situated to go watch the movie, but I was too excited to just see. I stayed away from the internet all night just so I could not be spoiled or anything. I just wanted to go in fresh. And by fresh, I mean because for the most part, it's a doubled up version of the original Justice League movie, the 2017 Justice League movie. And I rewatched that movie to kind of get a feeling of this one. And I think I have a review on Reaction Cast of the Justice League movie. I didn't really listen to my thoughts. I should have. But I knew I did not like it. I did not like where DC was going. I was very saddened in how they depicted, they portrayed a lot of the characters. So when they announced Justice League and kind of where they were going, it was just like I was not happy. I just didn't find it that enjoyable thinking about it. And now rewatching it was like not even that good. Yeah, it was not. I think I still had that mentality of I was not happy of where DC is right now as far as films. And it wasn't that really good of a film. It was a lot very scattered. But the Zack Snyder cut movie, that was something to say. And by that I mean it was good. I loved it. It's everything that I wanted it to. In a sense, it. How do I explain this? I don't know. Because the way the movie, I'm gonna try to stay away from spoilers. I'll get into spoilers in a little bit later. Because the way the movie was situated in this 4 hour long, I'm gonna call it an experience because it's 4 hours long. You're just sitting there for so long. And honestly, I recommend that you take an intermission. Moreover, I think do they have the thing? I think like act 3 or 4, when just before that, it's one of those two. It's just, that's good, like a sitting point where things kind of calm down before everything. You can kind of get some snacks or take a pee break, things like that. But this tells you from watching the original one that there was so much of the movie that was cut out that makes so much more sense in the world. And there was a lot of to my understanding, there was a lot of reshootings too, and things were redone to kind of explain a couple things, which makes sense. Everything, there are so many different things. There's a few hiccups here and there that I like wondering, like, oh, it was cool, like there was a couple cool surprises, but then they're like, why is that happening? But overall, the film was Like, there's really not really too much to spoil unless I'm gonna get into stuff, but like there was moments that were, there's like a lot of extensions, a lot of story plots that were very well done. It does a really good, the thing is, the way Zack Snyder did this, it flowed really well. There was a reasonably good pace to everything. It was cut, every scene was cut up right. It flowed. There was like almost no time where I felt the movie was either rushing or slowed down too much. There might be a few little nitpick, but besides that, it was like I honestly didn't, the movie was just kept going and going, and I didn't really felt exhausted. I think the only time when I kind of felt it is when they did the cuts, the like, oh, act three or act four, like, oh, because there, that's when you kind of saw those, and even those, they cut them up just right where it didn't like interfere with the film. And they make a lot of notes to other films too, and I like that. And they really showcase everyone, like every hero here. Like, they make Wonder Woman look like powerful and amazing. They make Superman feel like Superman. They give real heart to Batman and to Cyborg. This movie does justice to Cyborg and to Flash too. It even hints from to Aquaman's like movie in this thing. It's so good. There's a lot in this movie that like I can see why it wouldn't work in a 2 hour, 2.5, maybe hour film. Like, you need this Justice League needed to be a two-part film. Like it's always been the thing where these movies were moving too fast to get to this point, because the plot for this one, because for the most part the plot is reasonably about the same, just a few like changes here and there, and by few there's a lot of changes, and I'll talk that about spoilers, but it makes sense and it like it's so good. But I'll be honest, like the second I saw like overall Superman has been my favorite hero of all time, and I like all the versions of Superman that's been portrayed in film, also in on television and the animated series, but when it comes to live action, it's tough to get the look and the feel when you feel. So hearing that Henry Cavill, or Cavill, depending on how you, I say Cavill, I really kind of want to hear how he actually pronounced the name. I gotta watch an interview. But hearing that he's no longer gonna be reprising his role, it was very, very sad to hear, because I really enjoyed his work on this. And he truly felt like a Superman. And so watching his return in the Zack Snyder Justice League version, it brought a tear to my heart and my face. It was beautiful. It was everything I wanted Superman to be. And it hurts to not know that there's no gonna be no more Henry Cavill Superman. I'll be honest, it hurts. It hurts a lot. But they did good for the Zack Snyder's Justice. They did a good job, and thinking about it just makes me a little bit more depressed. But overall, the film's fantastic. There are hiccups, I'll say that, but it's so good, you know. I don't know what more to say that I can't spoil, because it's not that I can't spoil it. There's a couple, you know, it's a remake of the original Justice League, but a lot of the changes they do fixes a lot of the plots and story points that just didn't flow well with the original. I think, okay, I'm gonna give you my rating, because I want to really talk about some of the alternate changes that happened in the thing, because that's where it really like does a really good job. But overall, like all the added scenes and all the reshoots, and they were really well done and needed for this. But yeah, so my thoughts on what do I want to give? Oh, it's a fucking long movie. I'm not going to lie. It's a long-ass movie. So, the Zack Snyder's Justice League movie. It's so long. It's so good, though. I don't know. It's bugging me because there's something inside me. You know what? I'm going to give this movie... This is hurting me, honestly. I'm going to give the Zack Snyder's Justice a 9 out of 10. Yes, a 9 out of 10 with a wicked seal of approval because it was so good. And my phone was on point. For anyone listening, the joke is I have this clip on my phone that plays at random times when I get texts or email. And like a good chunk of the times, if I'm watching anything, when my phone goes off, it hits the mark of whatever I'm watching. Like, it just like, yes, good job, phone. And my phone did it for this film. And for that, I'm going to give it a wicked seal of approval. 9 out of 10. There's a few things that I'm not going to give it a 10 out of 10. There's a couple things that are just that were weird. But overall, it was like near perfect. Like, it could have been perfect. Perfect as far as a film can. But yeah, a 9 out of 10. If you have the time, if you have HBO Max, watch it. So I'm gonna get into the spoilers on in a second. So make sure that you note moving forward, all everything's be spoilers. There's so much. This movie, I can talk for so long about this movie. There's so much that happened in alternate changes to the thing. So what I'll do is the movie is split up into 7 pieces. It's the first 6 acts and an epilogue. And so like they remove this when I was watching rewatching the first one, it opens up with Superman like saving some people from a burning building, and then some kids come up to a podcast, and it's funny, like, yeah, that's what I do. And they got rid of the Henry Cavill mustache, Superman mustache. It's all gone. And you know, that's fine. And they get rid of that. They do this really long shot of basically the death of Superman, which from Batman v Superman, after, you know, they killed Doomsday, and they kind of explain how the Mother Box thing happened, because for the most part they never really explain, like, oh yeah, they're awake now, you know. But this one is more in tune with, yes, it was the cry of the death of Superman that awoken the Mother Boxes, because then there's something less powerful on the planet to protect it from it. And from there you kind of then start seeing like everything like move, like you do the Amazons, the Atlanteans, and you get to see Cyborg a little bit. And from the original movie, Superman takes a year or 2 years, I forget. I just regretted watching it, but he's been dead for a while, and so from the time the Mother Box awakened, you know, there's time and stuff like that, because you get the whole scene in the first Justice League where the Amazonians are kind of protecting their Mother Box and stuff like that. But you kind of just get the scene where everyone's just, it's like, it's really good, because everything, like I said, everything's extended throughout the film, so you get a lot of these scenes during the first act where it's just like you start seeing everything. You get to see like Barry trying to find a job, and a hint of Iris. It's really, really good. It's like, let's see here. I'm gonna see if I can just click the acts. I can kind of see if I can get a list of the acts. Just kind of want to. I don't care about that. Okay. Don't count on it. Is the first part? Is that it? Okay. Yeah. So this helps a little bit. Oh, here's another thing I forgot to mention. That's a reason. If you're here this far, the only reason I didn't give it a 9 out of 10, that 10 out of 10 is because the scaling was shit. It was like 4x3, and it was horrible. I hated it. Oh my god, I hated it. That's the only thing. I'm sorry. That's why I didn't give it a 9 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Literally.
See here. The part one prologue. Those of you get additional. You get a. Come on, give me something. Really? That's. No. Oh, come on, just give me. Bliss. Okay, but the. Oh my god, the rating. Being rated R was fantastic. Just, fantastic. Once again, Cyborg, kind of his CGI is still kind of very wonky, but, you know, they did their best for a man who's mostly CGI, kind of like Iron Man. God, Darkseid was amazing. See, okay, so here's one of the big changes. So, the thing was that back in the original Justice League, like, Steppenwolf, oh, they improved Steppenwolf so much. His design is way better in this one. But in the original thing, when they're telling the backstory, I like the retelling of it, because instead of Steppenwolf invading, it's Darkseid invading, and it's him and his army, and he's on Earth, and it's telling you these. It's basically kind of a similar thing, like mentioning it. Yeah, these are the people of man, the Amazonians, Atlanteans, the gods, and the Outworlders, basically the Green Lanterns. And they mention these. It's basically the same thing, except instead of Steppenwolf losing, it's Darkseid who loses. And this is one of the things that I didn't like that Darkseid lost, because Darkseid is like a beast in most DC comics, and it was like, why did he lose? Like, I can see kind of he was getting like overwhelmed. He was kind of fighting the gods, but even then, but you know, you gotta add something. You know, it's been, at this point, it's been 5,000 years. He's probably more badass than ever. Like, oh, he lost one. Oh. But the thing is that Darkseid was on Earth to find the anti-life equation. And that's what I like. They had a reason why. They never had a reason why Steppenwolf was cast out. That's a plot hole, too. Like, yeah, he did something fucking stupid. That's why. I wish they explained a little bit more, but yeah, the adding Darkseid to it was like really good, because it kind of gave Steppenwolf a reason, like, oh, you're still punished for treason, I believe, or something. But yeah, let's see, what else? What's some other things that I really like that are different? Battle scenes. A lot of the sequences for battles, for sure. Like when they revived Superman, that was interesting. They had a couple flashback stuff that did like alternate timelines. I like, they did a lot, because they did that in the epilogue too. It's crazy. That one, it was so weird. But the way they redid the Superman and the Justice League fight, it's extended. It's really well done. Like, I still enjoyed watching the Justice League one, but the extended Snyder Cut version, banger. It's really good. And the way they kind of also did the Lois thing, because in the original one, you know, it was Bruce who brought back Lois, like, oh yeah, spring Lois, you know, she's sure contingent. But in this version, they kind of made it a note early in the film that Lois goes to the kind of the graveyard area, memorial of Superman, to kind of visit him every day. That's what it's implied. So one day she just goes back, and she's near the area where Superman, you can kind of see him in the air when they revive him, and she just kind of shows up after, and they get rid of the stupid, like, this, they got rid of this, the stupid, like, do you bleed thing, that Superman says to Batman. I'm glad they got rid of that. Still so cringe. But they got rid of that. They got rid of an interesting scene, too, of where, they're kind of fighting, about bringing Superman back. Diane kind of brings up, no, Batman brings up her ex-lover, or her dead lover, and like, she shoves him and stuff. I really enjoyed that scene. They removed that scene, but there was that one scene that we saw in the trailers before where you see Superman just floating and you see Batman. Oh, just seeing that scene made me smile. What else? Here's another scene that kind of, so before Lois kind of went to the memorial again, because she was kind of like finally finishing her mourning a little bit, out of nowhere, like, this one surprised me, the Martian Manhunter show up, and I was like, what the fuck? Why? Cool. I like it. but why? It just didn't make sense. Because the Martian Manhunter was kind of disguised as Martha, Clark's mother, to go to Lois Lane apartment. And, like, okay, that was so weird. It was just didn't make sense. Unless he's been secretly his mom all this time. No, yeah. But no, it's so weird. It's weird. Okay, sure. That's a thing that's happening. And then, what else was, a couple of interesting... Cyborg for sure got... Here's what I say. Cyborg for sure got a lot of things. They got his backstory increased. You know, his struggle with his father... because of the death of his mom and the rebirth of him as Cyborg, they did a good job of his struggle basically. And then in this version, his father actually dies, which is interesting. Kind of trying to give the team a hint of where the three boxes are, which is interesting. This is very interesting. But they did a really good job. I felt more for Cyborg in this version than the last. Now the Flash, they did a fairly good job. He's still his comedic stuff still worked. It used a lot, and it did change. It was a very good way to kind of make it flow, and I greatly enjoyed all his stuff. But the scene between him and Iris West was like, wow, they're doing it, and I like it, and I'm happy. And it took me forever to remember her name. But yeah, it was like, yes. And it was like, yes. What else thing that kind of, so the actual finale. So in the original the Justice League, they kind of had the Steppenwolf show up at this one city and take it over, and he kind of terraforms the area. But they completely kind of scrap the taking over a town, in a sense. It's like an abandoned town this time, and he's using it to make a fortress to bring Darkseid over, because he found the anti-life equation on Earth, which is like, okay, that's what they're doing. That's a good change, because now Steppenwolf has an actual, like, reason, like, oh, I want to get rid of my banishment. This is how I'm gonna do it. So, like, it's good. Good motivations for the villain. And, like, Steppenwolf, they did a good job redoing him. He looks more menacing. He's very powerful when he fights. Like, you feel his destructiveness. It's like, you just boom, you just feel it. What else? I'm trying to really think here. Kind of a lot of things, because there was a lot of hints that they were, like, doing Flashpoint, that they were doing Injustice. Oh my god, there were so many things that are like, what? There's so much. I'm gonna jot some things down. There's gonna probably be an extended discussion with a couple other fellow people in the film, podcasting film area. We're gonna be talking about. So we're gonna have an extended discussion. But I'm gonna just finish talking kind of about the epilogue. The epilogue was interesting because it's kind of the closing off. You still get the Barry going to his father, showing, like, here's the... I got a job scene. This time around, since Cyborg's father's dead, you don't get the scene where Cyborg's with his dad in the facility. He's at home re-listening to this tape that Cyborg destroyed earlier in the scene, which is really cool. You still get the scene with Superman and Batman buying the bank and the house back. It's like that. But here's the interesting, the big one, really, like the finale one, where I think you got it in, shoot, I forgot what film had this as their end credit scene, but it's when, where you see, there, it's a scene where they're in Arkham City, and they let the prisoners out, and you see Lex there, but it's not Lex, he escaped, but you see Lex on the boat with Wade Wilson, Deathstroke, and like, oh shit, I'm like, okay, I was not expecting this. I was honestly not expecting this, but I was like, okay, sure, this is a fun thing. But it makes you like, oh my god, what is it? And you get to see Deathstroke, like, yeah, I'm gonna give you a Batman name, and I like celebrate everything. But here's the big one, and I did not see this one coming at all, because there's a scene in the trailers where you get to see Batman and the Joker and in that nightmare sequence, and like, oh, when are we going to get this? And throughout the whole thing, I completely forgot about it for the most part until the end. Like, wait, where the heck's the Joker? Like, you know, where was that scene? And you get it literally at the end in a nightmare sequence where it's like, I don't know, it's weird because it's like I mentioned earlier, it's like an alternate timeline where, because Darkseid now has the Mother Boxes are destroyed. They can't boom to down to Earth anymore. They have to do it the old fashioned way. That's how Darkseid said. And so they're gonna take some time to get to Earth. But you know, they finally conquer Earth, and this is like Batman's nightmare from the first Justice League. Except it's like really extended. You see Cyborg's with him. You see Flash. I thought it was Red Hood for a second. Like, oh my god, is that Red Hood? No, it's Flash. You see Mira with him. I think they changed the actress because of the whole thing, and I really didn't really pay attention to her. But yeah, Arthur's dead. Diane, Wonder Woman's dead, and Deathstroke's with them this time around. Like, I thought that Deathstroke was trying to kill him, but then you get the whole Joker part, and I was like, oh shit, why is Joker in this whole thing? And it looks like they're just trying to get away from something, with Darkseid taking over the whole planet, and they're trying to get away from Superman. And it's like, because Lois died, and oh my god, there's so much. I literally have to kind of rewatch the whole 4-hour movie in a sense. Maybe more, just watch probably a couple scenes, but I'm actually planning on watching it one more time, just again, jot some notes down and watch it with the rest of the family, because I was by myself after work and I haven't slept yet. So yeah, I'm gonna finally have some food. I only had snacks and drinks, so it's time to get some real food, take a nap, and watch it again afterwards with the entire family. But man, was that such a good movie experience. So yeah, let me know what you guys thought about the movie. Leave a comment on either the video, if you're watching this on YouTube, or if you're listening to this on any podcast, send me a tweet or post it in the comments of where the Instagram or TikTok where this is it. But man, yeah. All right, so thanks again for listening. Until next time, see ya.